how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Welcome to On Texas Football. Time for the Saturday morning conversation. I have a special guest today, Wheels Smith. Wheels is the president, chairman of the board of the Texas One Fund. You guys may know that as the NIL collective of choice for the University of Texas. Wills, welcome in, bud.
Thanks for having me, Bobby. Thanks for all you do for Longhorn Athletics. Sure appreciate you having me on.
Well, we appreciate what all you do for Longhorn Athletics as well. Two-time graduate of the University of Texas, 96 undergrad, 02, you're a lawyer, law school. Some people may not like that, but hey, we'll let it slide this time, right? As long as you're doing God's work, helping the Longhorns.
That's right. I take it.
One of the reasons you and I are talking this morning is that you have a fundraiser going on this weekend. Yesterday, you had the golf event at the UT Golf Club. Tonight, you have a special concert. You also have a silent auction ongoing, all in the efforts to really push Texas's NIL collective forward. And continue to move the Longhorns in the right direction across the board, not just football, but every sport. Tell people what's going on this weekend and where y'all came up with this idea, et cetera.
Yeah, so this idea was hatched probably a year and a half ago to put on a signature event for Texas NIL. And it's as you know and are aware, NIL, you see it across the board where people are trying to find different avenues to raise money because this whole thing, providing opportunities for student athletes at Texas, takes money to do. And so this idea got bannered around to have a signature event, a concert, and we've got the best in the business here in Austin, C3, with Charlie Walker and Charles Atoll to really put on the event for us. And they're doing it, and it's going to be a really impressive deal. Back in 94, when I was in college, was the last time there was a live music act on the field at DKR, and it was the Eagles. And so what are we at? Almost 30 years later, something that we feel like, you know, you talk to Del Conte and different people, Texas athletics doesn't really have a fundraiser signature event. If you look at USC, Sark the other day was talking about the salute to Troy. A lot of schools have a signature event, and we've never really had one. Everybody collectively thought we're going to have this centered around NIL. and have a big event, invite all the student athletes, all the coaches in the respective sports, the administration, and then boosters, fans to come and enjoy Ryan Bingham, Brooks and Dunn. Shane Gillis is going to do the hosting. He moved to Austin and is now getting involved with Texas Athletics. So there's going to be a lot of stars there. It'll be the kind of event we think year in, year out. If you're a big Texas fan, you're going to want to come because you're going to turn around and there'll be Arch Manning. There'll be Madison Booker. You can't turn around without meeting and getting to know them. And we really want these student athletes to be able to talk to these alums and boosters about what it means to them to have these NIL opportunities and how it changes their lives. Obviously it does a whole heck of a lot for charities around Texas, but really what it does for their families, allowing their families to come in and watch them, giving them some financial independence. And we're doing stuff, not to go on a filibuster here, but we're doing stuff financial literacy wise for these kids. So it's really a celebration of Texas athletics and obviously to raise money for NIL opportunities for them.
You mentioned the nonprofit aspect. I think that's always been a unique aspect of what Texas tries to do. From the very outset, you guys and others have tried to make sure these student athletes are actually getting out into the community of Austin and surrounding areas. And, you know, whether it's Dell Children's Hospital or Mobile Loaves, I mean, the number of different avenues you guys have really connected these athletes, not just football players, but across the spectrum at Texas has been really impressive. I mean, where has that come from? What was that thought process behind getting that going?
Really, there was a group out of Houston that they came together with a lot of groups to form Texas One Fund, but the group was called Horns with Heart. And those guys did a genius job of putting together a real mission that got approved by the IRS that effectively allows our student athletes to use their NIL to promote local charities. And so as of now, we've served over 70 charities around Central Texas. Wow. And we've tried to, before this event, get the data on the impact that's had. And there's no exact science, but we feel very confident that it's there've been several thousands, if not into the millions of dollars that have come in to these charities because of our student athletes NIL. But there's no real way to quantify that. But we know that's having a twofold effect. Number one, awareness of these charities. People are like, I didn't even realize that was there. And we're reaching out to more and more charities every day. And of course, for them, it's great because they're getting that exposure. And from a student athlete perspective, they're getting out, you know, you take a volleyball player, she's in season in the fall. She's up there all the time. She also has academics. And then they have a little time off. Well, this is giving them a good avenue to go and meet people in the community, go serve, see what these nonprofits are all about. And it's really been a unique connection that's putting them out in the community that they've never really been able to do before. They've never had those opportunities. Only through, say, the Neighborhood Longhorns, which is a partner of ours, but it's really exploded that, which has been huge for us, for the student athletes, and for charities.
Yeah, absolutely. I look at it, and you know, we talk about this all the time on Texas Football, and that's the future of college sports. And one of those pieces is what's athlete compensation going to look like? There's some that think that there's going to be a legislation where, you know, one day they'll all be employees, or the one that sounds most likely right now is there might actually be some legislation that eventually makes them a student athlete and allows a cap on how much revenue they make with revenue sharing based on NIL. There's all kinds of stuff out there. Where is it that y'all sit on all of this, and how is your role managing all of this? Because there's so much, thought process out there going on. You don't necessarily know which way is up? I mean, how are y'all looking at that, Wheels?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, since this started, it felt like every 2 weeks the NCAA would have a new rule change, a new interpretation, everything. So we've navigated through that the best we could, talking to, you know, compliance. I've got to call every week with compliance to go through what's the latest rules. And we're trying to do everything we do is operating within those rules as best. But what's crazy is even when you talk to compliance, they're still waiting on what the NCAA new policy is. And the NCAA can't even give clear. That was, you saw that if you followed it, the Tennessee and Virginia lawsuit, that was kind of the bane of that was, we don't even know what the rules are and neither do you. So we feel good about the nonprofit model and how we're doing it. And we're doing exactly what those guys, when they wrote up that 1023 with the IRS, that's what we do on a daily basis. But through that, we've also started a for-profit side, and it really isn't going to be a profit. It's just an LLC. But that's where we entered into a partnership with WME, William Morris Endeavor, to help assist our student athletes getting corporate deals. And a lot of those have really, really come on big. And then we've got a great partner in Oro, and Oro is the financial company that's provided a really an NIL deal for every student athlete at Texas, including Cheer and Palm. They went to everybody and said, we want to provide you an NIL deal that is obviously monetarily, but also provide financial literacy for them, helping them for the next, you know, the rest of their lives, frankly. But we wanted to, okay, what does it look like to bring corporate deals? How can we come alongside and cultivate those for our student athletes? Because the original intent of NIL was to allow student athletes to get corporate deals. The idea of collectives came on, which made sense, because a group of fans do want to help out student athletes through their own, you know, donations and whatnot, which I love the idea of collectives because it really is doing what everybody wanted it to do, which is provide opportunities for our student athletes that they didn't have before. But as you look to the future, you know, one thing is, it's going to be hard to put the genie back in the bottle with regard to corporate deals because it's capitalism. And frankly, I mean, I could hire Bobby Burton to, you know, go promote my law firm, and there's no regulation against that. And that's kind of what opened up to begin with. So, you know, there's always going to be a Raising Cane's deal for a quarterback or different things like that. So, that's where,
or an EA Sports.
EA Sports, yes, exactly.
And a certain quarterback.
And fans all over the country are celebrating. My kids are over the moon that's coming out. And that's kind of what everybody wanted it to be from the get-go. So we decided, you know, we've got to come alongside our student athletes and provide those opportunities as well as the collective, where we feel like we've got a good two-pronged mission. Obviously we feel very strongly that our doing the nonprofit work is going to benefit these charities and these kids for a long time, as long as they'll allow us to do it. And then on the corporate side, we know everything these kids do outside, obviously on the field, on the court, they're promoting their brand, but we feel like getting them in the community, getting them meeting people, that's going to help them not only for their brand and their internet presence, but really relationship wise. And so it's the first time, Bobby, in the history of college athletics where a fan alum booster can really have a relationship with a student athlete without worried about, hey, did they pay for the steak? How do we submit that? You can have a relationship. You can be a mentor to kids, which Texas has recruited on in every school. Look at the relationships you'll have. Well, we can really provide that dynamic with them to where they can know an oil and gas guy in Houston. They can know you know, a real estate guy in Dallas and have that relationship with all the businesses we've got in Texas and all the alums, they can really, that was one of the first things a donor said to me is like, I'm happy to give money to the One Fund, but I want to be a mentor to some of these kids. And I want to get to know them and know I'm giving because I want you guys to have opportunities that I had in college and get the relationships going to where when you're retired or even as your career, hopefully you're playing professional ball somewhere, that you're going to be able to say, I'm going to call X alum and ask them about this opportunity I have in life, which is huge. That's one of the win-wins of NIL that I don't think people see all the time is the ability for these student athletes to make relationships and learn life skills that they're going to have for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Wheels, the other question that I had here is, you know, with the NCAA in such, I don't want to say disarray, but I mean, people are coming at them from all angles and you're an attorney. I mean, you're an attorney by trade. What do you make of where the NCAA is right now as it relates to collectives and everything else going on? Is it just a hot mess like it feels like to me?
Yeah, and you mentioned it earlier, and there's a series of lawsuits right now against the NCAA that the general consensus out there is that they're going to settle on something. And what that something is unclear, but does some of NIL, the revenue share, you heard coaches last year talk about revenue share. Well, what does that mean with regard to does NIL, a portion of it go in-house? Is there some money a school distributes? What's important to realize is as of right now, Texas One Fund and everything we are doing for our student athletes is 100% outside of the university. We thrive on seeing, I love seeing donations that come in from somebody in, you know, Racine, Wisconsin or Spokane, Washington. And you know, they're Texas fans wanting to be involved. And that money is going directly to help our teams. And Sarkle, RT, any of our coaches, Vic Schaefer will be the first to tell you that matters and our kids know it. And they appreciate the heck out of it because it's providing them opportunities. But the idea of where the NCAA is headed, it does feel like the schools, athletic departments that can afford, you know, whatever that is, because a rev share is a considerable amount of an athletic budget. Yep. And their numbers have been bannered about, is that 20 million? Is that 15? How's it distributed? What is Title IX going to impact? Is that, are they employees at this point? It feels like there's a settlement, but what does that mean for a collective after the fact? We don't know the answer to that. It would, in my personal view, it would be hard to regulate a collective, but internally, how do you manage the rev share per athlete? Is it, do you pay quarterbacks more? Do you pay it evenly across the board? And what's the future after that? What we know about NIL is every time something changes, something else evolves to supplement or to come alongside it or a new idea of how to do stuff. So what our charge is to continue to what we're doing, what, you know, what our mission is, but be prepared to adapt at a moment's notice at the landscape.
And you got to keep the coffers flowing to be able to do that. I want to mention this because I think it's important. 14 Big 12 championships this year. I don't know that happens without NIL working at the University of Texas, because other schools around the conference and around the country are just as knee deep in it, if not more so, as much or more so as Texas. That doesn't mean they're doing a better job or what have you, but that's a very real figure that not only yourself, but Chris Del Conte can point to as a real positive, as one of the byproducts of it, as well for Texas fans to really understand that it does have an impact on the outcomes.
Yeah, it does, for sure. I mean, there's no question it does. Now, obviously, I believe we've got the right AD, the right administration from President Hartzell, from Kevin Eltife and the right coaches here at UT. But for sure, it's a great time to be a Longhorn, and NIL has had a very, very, very meaningful impact. And our job has always been to make sure these kids have opportunities to be in the mix, so somebody's NIL deal isn't substandard to what it is across the nation. But it's funny because I always laugh when I just want so many more people to come alongside and be a part of this, because it is the rewards, while they're not, you know, I'm giving this and I get this, but I laugh because everybody's like, wasn't it good to feel what we felt in Tuscaloosa, or, you know, winning a Big 12 championship in all these sports? It's meaningful. And donations are the backbone of that. They really are.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hey, I'm going to say one more time. You have a silent auction going on today. I'm going to put the link in the description of this video if people want to do it and contribute that way. Otherwise, they can go to TexasOneFund.org and just make a simple donation there as well. Will Smith, thank you for what you do for the Texas One Fund, the University of Texas as well. And congratulations on everything. I love that picture behind you there. That's one of the best moments of all. Right
there. Unbelievable. I mean, and that's what, you know, I'd laugh because all these coaches right now with NIL understand, if you look at Vic Schaefer's women's basketball program, man, they're right there and everybody knows it.
Yep.
Softball is right there and everybody knows it. Football is right there. The basketball program coming to get, like, we're at the precipice of, I don't want to say 14 national championships, but it feels like we're entering the SEC at the right time and all this is coming together. So I appreciate everything you've done in your career, Bobby, you know, as a reporter, as everything you've done, Texas for Texas. It's much appreciated.
Well, Will, take care of yourself, buddy. I'll see you later tonight. You take care, man. All right.
Are you going to sing Neon Moon?
I am not going to sing. I can't carry a tune, my man.
All right. I can't either. All right. Hook him.
All right. Hook him. Take care.
When you earn your degree online at Arizona State University, you get everything the nation's most innovative university has to offer. The same internationally recognized faculty, the same nationally ranked programs, the same degree. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.